This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu intansurullaha yansurkum wa yuthabbit aqdamakum والذين كفروا فتعسًا لهم وأضل أعمالهم ذلك بأنهم كرهوا ما أنزل الله فأحبط أعمالهم أَفَلَمْ يَسِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ فَيَنْظُرُوا كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ دَمَّرَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلِلْكَافِرِينَ ذلك بأن الله مولى الذين آمنوا وأن الكافرين لا مولى لهم ذلك بأن الله مولى الذين آمنوا ذلك بأن الله مولى الذين آمنوا وأن الكافرين لا مولى لهم
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh and welcome back. Today's reflection is upon ayah number 11 of Surah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, chapter number 47. And this beautiful verse reads as ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ مَوْلَى الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَأَنَّ الْكَافِرِينَ لَا مَوْلَى لَهُمْ. That is because that Allah the Almighty is the protector of those who have believed. While الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا الْكَافِرِينَ the disbelievers, they do not have any protector. Even though they think they have God or gods who will protect them. But in reality, they cannot avail them an art. The reason behind the revelation of this ayah, my dear viewers, is during the battle of Uhud, which was the second major battle in Islam, and you know that Muslims won the battle in the beginning, but because of the archers, you know, disobeying the commandment of the Prophet ﷺ and leaving their spot, so after victory, they were defeated. And the rumor was spread that Muhammad ﷺ was killed. So Abu Sufyan claimed victory. Abu Sufyan was the chieftain of the Meccan army. And before leaving, he shouted, "Afikum Muhammad? Is Muhammad still alive? Is he among you?" Three times. And the Prophet ﷺ said to his companions who were taking shelter in the mountain of Uhud in one of its fissures, he said, "Don't you answer him. Don't you answer him." So three times, is Muhammad still alive? And no answer. Then he asked, what about Ibn Abi Quhafa? He means Abu Bakr. Afikum Abu Bakr Ibn Abi Quhafa? Three times. Again, the Prophet ﷺ said, no one should answer. And then Afikum Umar? Is Umar still alive? Is he among you? Three times, no answer. Then Abu Sufyan thought, that's it. We achieved our target and let's go home. And then he made something which really aroused Muslims to respond. When he said, U'lu Hubal. Hubal is an idol, huge idol that he kept in front of the Kaaba. It's similar to saying that Hubal is the highest. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ordered them to respond to him. What to say? Allahu a'la wa ajal. Indeed, Allah is the most high and the most exalted. And then Abu Sufyan, who is Meccan pagan by then, obviously Abu Sufyan later on accepted Islam, but at that time he said, لَنَا الْعُزَّى وَلَا عُزَّى لَكُمْ. We're proud because we have our God Al-Uzza, an idol that they worshipped, and you guys don't have Uzza like us. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, answer him. What do we say? O Prophet of Allah said, اللَّهُ مَوْلَانَا وَلَا مَوْلَى لَكُمْ. Indeed, Allah is our protector, and you don't have a protector. And whoever Allah is his protector, they search the party of Allah, the host of Allah, and they will be victorious even after a while. Allah waliyu alladhina amanu yukhrijuhum min adh-dhulumati ila an-nur walladhina kafaru awliya'uhum at-taghut yukhrijunahum min an-nur ila adh-dhulumat ulaika ashabu an-nar hum fiha khalidun. The Almighty Allah is the protector of the believers. He saves them. He protects them against hellfire. He takes them out of darkness into light. While the disbelievers, their awliya, Satans, they take them out of light into darkness. Imagine what happened to Ibrahim alayhi salam when all his people gathered against him. It took them a whole month to collect fire logs, and when they kindled fire to throw Ibrahim in its midst, he simply said, Hasbi Allah wa ni'mal wakil. And immediately after he said, indeed, my ilah, Allah is sufficient for me, and he is the best disposer of all affairs, the Almighty Allah commanded a nar which burns to be cool and peaceful. Qulna ya naru kuni bardan wa salaman ala Ibrahim. About 40 days, Ibrahim alayhi salam is in the middle of this fire, and he was literally untouched. May the Almighty Allah be our protector, our guide, and our wali. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.